back, and we have Tex Myers. Welcome to the program, Tex.
Hey, Dr. Bill. Glad to be on with you again.
Well, as always, you have blockbuster books, and I got your list of issues you want to talk about. This latest book is pretty shocking, but, you know, like anything, the truth is shocking, but unless you have identified the problems, you can never find solutions. So
that's true. It really is.
Let's talk about the title of the book first. Why did you write it?
Well, you know, the title is, let me go ahead and let the folks know, Holy Serpent of the Jews. And you know, it's interesting. I was thinking why I wrote this book today. Do you remember you and I were at the same conference, both of us were speakers, in San Jose, California, several years ago?
Right.
And we both had a good time there and both spoke to the group. My talk was on President Obama and the Jews,
right,
how they were so influential in his cabinet and in his administration and so forth.
Right.
After my talk there, a Jewish man came up to me, and boy, was he ever angry. He was just mad, you know. And he stuck his finger right in my face, and he said, "Tex Myers, how dare you say anything at all negative about God's chosen people? You know, you're going to be roasted in hell for this." And so, you know, I never get mad at a guy like that. He was angry, just standing there, just shaking. He was so angry, very nicely dressed. And I said, "Well, tell me, if the Jews are God's chosen, how did that happen? Aren't you the same DNA as Adam and Eve, as all men are? Why are you different? Why are you special?" And he looked at me and he said, "Because we're a different race." And I went, "Oh?" He said, "That's right." He said, "We are the people of the serpent. We were seated on this planet," he said, "by the serpent." And he said, "And you know, even in your Bible, it says that the Bible is the serpent is wise and cunning. So we are superior." Well, you know, that just sort of shocked me.
Well, he's got a scrambled version of theology, because the ancient Hebrews had nothing to do with the Talmud of Babylon, the Sifrei Zeira, and the other satanic documents which were observed in 1,300 years in Babylon.
I mean, that's right.
Exactly. Man was very, very confused.
Well, he had nothing.
The word Jew means praiser, which is why when they marched around Jericho, the praisers, which were the musicians, were at the front of the troop going around until eventually God destroyed Jericho with an earthquake. So, you know, this man's theology is wrong. Firstly, people have to understand there were two houses of Israel, the house of Ephraim, which are 10 tribes, and the house of Judah. And by the way, Cohen's, which I'm a descendant of, the bloodline of Moses, which is why my family mother's name was Naima from the Naomi tribe, which was the king of the Medes, married my ancestor, which is the head of the descendants of Moses, that family that was taken by the Medo-Persians to northwestern Iran with the Medo-Persian takeover of the northern tribes, and married the daughter of the Medes and took the name called Naima. Naima, a transliteration of the Naomi tribe. So when people say this, firstly, it's not your genetics determine if you're a child of God. It's your spiritual relationship with God. But what
there you
God
go.
Did,
exactly. Well,
what
this
God,
this
what
man
God
obviously
did is,
was off. But
right.
I asked myself, you know, for days after that, I said, "Well, how many other Jews believe this? Is this a common thing being taught today?"
Right.
And so I went out to investigate this, and I discovered something just amazing. This
right.
is a secret doctrine that now is being taught openly, and I found online and in the Jewish religion, Judaism, Orthodox Judaism mainly,
right,
rabbi after rabbi after rabbi now believes this. It's evidently taught both in the Talmud, the Babylonian Talmud, and in the Jewish Kabbalah, the Zohar,
right,
and it's something that is being taught universally.
Right. In other words, it's not an anomaly.
Right.
In other words,
no.
We're not talking about a separate form of Judaism that's a tiny minority. We're talking about the majority of Jewish rabbis believe this. 25 years ago, roughly, I asked a rabbi who was trained in the yeshiva for 8 years training. He was a very brilliant man in his 30s. to train me in Hebrew. And he said, well, because you're of Cohenic descent, I'm going to tell you straight up, you Christians are crazy, he said. We are closer to Harry Potter, and we are all wizards and warlocks, and we summon demonic and spiritual powers of to control the nature of reality. He said, you're a fool. You need to understand exactly who we are and why we are superior.
Well,
exactly the kind of conflict that you had, which basically tells me people don't understand when they're dealing with the state of it's a real hell. They're not dealing with ancient Hebrews or Jews. They're dealing with a modern group of people that are basically wizards and warlocks that summon demonic powers to gain superiority over the rest of humanity.
That's it, exactly. And he was degrading me and saying, you know, you cannot even speak about us, like, you know, in a rational sense.
Well, we're soulless dogs to them. We don't even have the right to call ourselves human, which, by the way, the word human is an ancient Welsh word meaning serpent man. So even the royals of Europe, which are the Baals, and again, remember, this comes back from the ancient paganism, the same as the Zohar and these other documents you're talking about, is identical. The Scottish Rite Freemasons, for example, and the capitals of the buildings in Scotland, such as the castle in Edinburgh, it shows you the green man, which is a serpent man. It means the Magna Carta was not written for the average British citizen. They consider the Mansters, or the modern term would be monster, which is a soulless beast. They were only for Baals, which are basically serpent men, which is Hugh man. The word Hugh is a Welsh word meaning a serpent man that has a right to own property because they are a Baal or owner of the land because they're a serpent man. People don't get this, do they?
No, they really don't. This is so shocking. And you know, serpent worship really has been since among the ancient peoples from the beginning of time, you know, all the way back to Babylon, to Egypt, all the way here to South and Central America with the ancient Aztecs and the Incas and so forth.
You know why that is, though, right? It's
But I looked at it and I thought, well, you know, no one today of any intellectual capacity at all would believe in the serpent as God and Messiah. That's just too astonishing.
Well, it's a little variation. Let me get a little insert something, which I'm sure you're validating in your books. Have you ever heard of the Dagon tribe in Africa and the Naga in Oceania? And, of course, the temple of Dagon in the Palestine, and which is, of course, the Temple of Dagon, where they brought the Ark of the Covenant, and eventually the whole temple fell over, and the statue of Dagon. Basically, it's an amphibious reptilian god that were the 200 that came down in Lebanon near the Bekaa Valley. And they transferred agronomics, metallurgy, use of medicinal drugs, and also hybridized with the humans to take human women and create the Nephilim, or the great giants of old. King Og of Bashan, the Zimzumim, the Anakim, etc., these are all descendants of hybrids between humans, and these Nephilim are the fallen ones who came from their first estate. And when I heard this last week from somebody who says that's all a bunch of hooey or whatever, this person's uninformed. It's in your Bible, okay? Read it, okay? It's right there. You don't want to accept it. Jesus knew that he was dealing with serpent people, basically because they worship the serpent. The serpent meaning these people that are basically on the capitals of buildings in Europe. We call them They call them the parapets of buildings. They have these gargoyles coming out. Well, guess what? Even in the airport in Denver, you can go to the baggage claim area. I think it's baggage claim number C or something. And there's actually a gargoyle jumping out of a suitcase because they want you to understand this is it's called a New World Airport. It's actually a New World Airport. And it's also, by the way, the World Spaceport is at Denver International Airport, believe it or not.
You know, the serpent is everywhere, in stone, in architecture. In paintings,
it's not like a serpent like we have with old arms and legs. We're talking
exactly.
About an amphibious reptilian being that's a hybrid between, if you want to call it, amphibious serpent-like creature with a tail. But they refer to it as a serpent, but it's really, in a sense, a reptile from a specific star system that is in our galaxy that literally came to our world and dominated for tens of thousands of years. And this is not only a physical reality, it's a spiritual reality that's played out today by avataring and controlling our leaders like Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, because they're all parts of secret orders that are worshiping these demonic trans-dimensional beings.
You know, David Icke has always insisted in reptilian, a reptilian race of, you know, shapeshifters changing
right.
from men to serpent and back and forth. He says the royal family of England and even the Bushes are
they don't need to change back and forth. They're just, what people are seeing is they're seeing in the spirit realm a reality that's already there.
That's right. So, and at first I thought, well, not David Icke. He's off his beam. But I'll tell you, the more that I've researched this, the more I see the Jews actually embracing it. They now, you know, we're in a whole new age. We really are. We're in a new epoch of Judaism. In Jesus' days, Jesus saw this, and he actually, that's where I went back and I said, now, what did Christ Jesus, what did, you know, John the Baptist, what did the Apostle Paul, what did they say about this? Did they have anything to say? And Jesus did. He told the Jews, you're of your father, the devil. Who is their father? The devil, the serpent.
Right.
He said it direct to their face. And he said, you know, you're a race of vipers. You're serpents. He said that directly. And I used to think, Dr. Bill, well, that was just hyperbole.
Right.
You know, he was, you know, sort of being harsh. It's okay, but he was, you know, he really didn't mean that they were serpents and vipers. And John the Baptist, when he told him, you know, they went to as a pretense to him for baptism, he said, you bunch of serpents, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come?
Who do you think is the highest level serpent priestess in the current in our world right today? And it's a specific name.
Maybe Hillary Clinton. I'm not sure.
Exactly. Yeah. Now her family are basically ancient Babylonian serpent worshipping warlocks and witches for the Rodhams for many centuries. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that, but I can imagine she's
right,
and she's really given occult power to just pull the wool over people's eyes and deceive them.
Let me give you a couple of facts that are a little shocking, but they're true. Now, I'm a physician. About 20% of doctors are intuitive, which means we can tell if the patient's leaving the room or we're doing a resuscitation that they're not going to make it. And I remember my first time, it was in 4th year medical school back in 1976, and the emergency department director guy came and said, hey, you're one of us. I said, what do you mean you're one of you? And he said, I can see your aura. You're one of us. He said, you're intuitive. I said, when we do resuscitations, if they stay in the room, they're probably going to make it. If they leave, and you'll just know they're leaving. He said, so after, he said, Ben, you were really cool today. He said, why were you so calm? I said, because they stayed in the room. He said, you're putting IVs and doing cut downs and zapping them. And I've even, you know, there were even situations where they split their chest and they're massaging the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, why were you so cool? He said, because he stayed in the room. He said, what do you mean? You just kind of sense they were there? He said, no, I could see them, and I telepathically was talking to them. He said, you're kidding.
Mm-hmm.
He said, well, I don't know anybody with that level. I said, well, I died at birth in 8 and a half, and I said, I've been able to always see in the spirit realm. And he said, he said, well, of course, when you have it as a child, you don't go crazy. If it happens when you're an adult, you lose your mind, because all of a sudden you start seeing things that you thought, well, I'm psychotic, I'm out of my mind. I knew it wasn't, okay? So, I've resuscitated over the past, you know, many years, probably around 5,000-6,000 people, a lot.
Mm.
And I could tell when they were going to make it and when they weren't. Okay, now when I met Bill and Hillary Clinton in 2000 at Dakota Ridge High School, because I took care of the first kid shot in Columbine, Mark Taylor, and we traveled to a number of churches in America, and he traveled to several hundred more. I met Bill Clinton. He's the kind of guy that you could tell you wouldn't trust him, you wouldn't turn your back on him, because he could shake your hand, tell you a really good joke, stab you in the back and have a leak in your boots at the same time.
He is that kind of guy. He does.
But he was more like what I call a bad puppy, you know. But when I reached out to touch the hand of Hillary Rodham Clinton, I saw a plain-faced, blank-faced, cold as eyes, a stare of a female in a pink pant or pinkish chartreuse pantsuit. And when I held her hand, all of a sudden I could see a 16-foot-8 draco reptilian monstrosity, and I could see it.
We're not talking about
saying, imagining in my mind. See,
well,
when I see these
see
things, I could just see it. Just like, see, the veil is lifted, okay? Now, I don't know why God gave me this gift, probably for specific reasons, but I have it, okay, whether people want to accept it or not. Now, I went 2 years ago, and I prayed, and I said, God, how did Hillary Clinton arise? And I saw a little girl in a pea coat going in and doing a New England home in the dark in the fall to one of these scary homes, the kind of ones you make a scary movie like Goosebumps. And she went down the stairwell, and they were doing the ceremony. It was very much like Eyes Wide Shut, where they were marching around saying the Lord's Prayer backwards in Latin. And they were making same thing as I learned how to do reverse speech. It was one of the tricks I used with my brother, because we had reel-to-reel tape recorders, and I was kind of an odd kid. I'd learn how to do stuff like write upside down and backwards, and learn how to say things in reverse speech by taking the tape through the reel-to-reel machine and learn how to make sounds backwards. So I could tell what they were saying. I said, oh my gosh. They were saying the Lord's Prayer in Latin backwards, and then I saw a big obsidian stone little boy naked, strapped across it, ready to be sliced open and sacrificed. And Hillary Clinton was brought down there into this facility underneath this home. And she was forced to drink blood and eat human flesh. Now, they shattered her psyche, just like they shattered the psyche of Barack Obama. We are not given leaders that are not people of clay and iron, which is why my other website is called clayandiron.com. Now, I didn't know why it was called that when I was given that word by God back in the early 1990s. He told me, this is what you're going to do in the future, and you're going to call this clay and iron. In fact, I released a book in 1999, many years after I received it, supernaturally on the floor, concrete face down. And God said, when people think you're really brilliant, and you know all these books, and you can know Hebrew and Greek, tell them you didn't know a thing, I just dictated it to you. Okay, so you need to know I'm smart, but God's smarter than all of us put together by an infinite amount, okay? The fact is, that what you're describing when you talk about the Sefer Yetzirah and the Talmud of Babylon and the Zohar, you're talking about pure, unadulterated Satanism. And that's what permeates not only the Jesuits, the Society of Jesus, but these satanic people that call themselves Jews and are not. And if Jesus was back today and people say, oh, Jesus was a nice man, I said, are you crazy? He said they were vipers and Satanists and the sons of Satan. Would that nice conversation have in public? Even when they came to the garden, and he said, why are you drawing swords? I said it plainly to you in the temple exactly what the viewpoints were and why you were wrong. And why do you draw your swords? And they slopped off an ear, one of his people, I think it was Peter, lopped off an ear, one of the guards. Jesus healed the ear and said, you know, it's not today, it's my day to be taken away and be brought before Caiaphas. So what people need to really understand is we are in the end times. And the end times, by the way, started, and I want to give an exact date, on the last day of the Tetrad Blood Moon last September. We are now in what's called the last Shemitah, or Jubilee Year of human history. We're in it now. This is the birth pangs. I can't tell you when the tribulation starts, but I can tell you the signs. It will happen on a Sukkot. By rabbinic law, they cannot sanctify the Temple Mount and start a blood sacrifice, which is the abomination, and they will set up a Palestinian state, which is the desolation. And when that happens, you know the first day has to be on the Sukkot of the tribulation. It's coming. It's probably months or years away, but it's real close. We are in the birth pangs right now, and we are ruled over by satanic people of clay and iron.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit MyDryHome.com, MyDryHome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions.
Hi, folks. Ronnie here reminding you that June is Health Awareness Month, sponsored by GetTheTea.com. Many of you have heard our tea commercial, maybe visited the website, but haven't committed because, well, you just don't know. Skeptical. We understand. Just to remind you, our tea is not just tea. In fact, very little tea. Life Change Tea is a unique blend of 8 different herbs, removing intruders that attack your health. You brew our tea to make the concentrate, you add water, and put in the fridge. 2 8-ounce glasses a day, and life will be good. Visit us at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And this month is lots of fun stuff with Health Awareness Month. You could be picked and receive your order absolutely free. You never know. Read the testimonies and try our products. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And for great health tips, visit my YouTube channel at Health Matters Now, where you can learn about health tips and how products work on your body. Join me, GetTheTea.com.
Let's get back on track with your book. I want people to understand, one of the chief criticisms that I hear whenever I hear your name is they'll say, he's an anti-Semite. I'm thinking, well, why is Dr. Deagle having him on the show? I said, because I want the truth out there. I want Hebrews and Jews and people all over the world of every skin color, I call it the coat of many colors, to repent and turn back toward the Father. We don't clean ourselves up for God. He cleans us up when we start to Shema, hear and do His will. And it says even in the Bible that 1/3 of, quote, Jews, which are in the satanic faith, will turn back and see the one they've pierced. Even these Khazars, which are, by the way, these are the Khazars in the Caucasus Mountains that used to attack the caravan that used to go from Damascus, Syria, all the way through to China. My great-great-grandfather owned the primary caravan that went from Damascus to China twice a year. My great-grandmother actually walked it to China twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
So we can tell you that the Khazars were the primary population genetically in the state of Israel, who've adopted a faith that's virtually identical to the faith of ancient King Balaam, who converted them from their ancient pagan faith to modern Talmudic Judaism, which is satanic, is virtually identical. So it wasn't a big jump in logic or belief systems. There are Thalic worshippers, Satan worshippers, certain serpent worshippers, and devil worshippers. They're the same people, and the same people that are running all our secret agencies in America for our security. Virtually every department of the U.S. government are the same Khazarian, satanic, so-called. The word, I kind of don't want to call them Jews, because the word Jew in Hebrew means praiser. They're not praisers, they're cursers. They curse the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and they curse the people of Israel. And the two houses, the house of Ephraim, and now the primary representation of that is Ephraimerica. We're the lead nation of the nations that need to repent and turn back to God. And our current leadership and our current people that support, and I'm going to say this again, for you who decide to vote for Hillary Clinton and you've heard the truth and know about her corruption even at the minor levels, you have a curse hanging over your head if you dare to vote for this monster.
Oh, you would have to. Well, you know, Wanda and I were watching TV about, a year and a half ago, maybe that long ago, and Joe Biden was in the Senate as the, you know, he's the vice president is the president of the Senate. I don't know that he is a little confusing. But
yeah, he's the extra vote, and he can break the tie.
Exactly.
He's the fifth and first vote, if you want to call it.
It was a photo opportunity. The people who were being inducted into the Senate, were meeting with Joe Biden, and they were shaking hands. It was just an opportunity for them and their families to come forward and to shake the vice president's hand and get a picture made.
Right.
So, you know, there they were, the new senators and such, with their wives, getting their pictures made with the vice president of the United States. And Joe Biden was very friendly, you know, and he was shaking each one's hand, looking at the camera, and then the next one would come. So he only had a few minutes to spend with each one and have their picture made. And this senator and his wife, I can't remember the name now, and this just shocked me, as I was watching this, we only watched about 3 or 4 minutes.
Right.
He came forward, he was with his wife and his daughter, and I think his son, and he shook hands with the president, Vice President Joe Biden, and he was standing there, and Joe Biden, you know, would say something to each one of them, you know, congratulations, etc. And suddenly, and by the way, the young lady, the daughter, was quite lovely, probably about 16 or 17. And suddenly Joe Biden said something that just really rocked me. He said this. He said, you know, you go to bed with a beautiful young girl at night, and you wake up in the morning, and she is a serpent. And that's all he said. That's what I thought, what was that all about? He said that. He looked at that girl, and he said, go to bed with a beautiful young lady or young girl at night, and you wake up in the morning with a serpent in your bed.
Well, basically, it's an archetype. It's basically trying to tell, send a signal, I'm one of yours. I'm one of your company. If you go to the highest levels, for example, of masonry, of demonic masonry, no matter where you started from, China or wherever, all the symbology at the top levels is, guess what? It looks Hebrew and Jewish. It's ancient Egyptian, Sumerian, and pre-Sumerian. It goes right back to these Nephilim, and to their fathers, the Draco Reptilians from the star system of Sirius B. That's what it is. Sorry.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality storable foods from Numana. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or an outdoor sports enthusiast, FoodForLiberty.com has your prepackaged single-serve packs or kits for the entire family. Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. With a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Right now, FoodForLiberty.com is offering a special gift, a heavy-duty Survivor dry storage box designed for extreme bug-out conditions. This storage box is built to last, includes compass, signaling mirror, and is yours free with a $50 order. Go to foodforliberty.com right now and pick up your quality storable foods from Numana. To get the Survivor dry storage box, use promo code LIBERTY. It makes good sense to be prepared. Go to foodforliberty.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? a medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science, then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I remember when I lost my
more details about your book, and let's go over the title and how they can obtain it.
Well, it's Holy Serpent of the Jews. And, you know, and I think the subtitle is on the front cover. It's very, let's just say, revealing of what the book's content is. Its subtitle is The Rabbi's Secret Plan for Satan to Crush Their Enemies and Vault the Jews to Global Dominion.
Right.
That's
by
what
the way,
they believe Satan is going to... Going to be, and it's interesting that many of the rabbis, and by the way, the book, maybe I should give credit to all the rabbis for helping me to write it, because I quote rabbi after rabbi after rabbi, so no one can say, oh, where did you get this stuff? I mean, it's right in the book, the names of all the various rabbis.
Well, I'm going to make a statement. The sword of the tongue cuts deeper than any blade.
There you
and,
go.
As an expert witness in every medical specialty, I can tell you, and I'm like half a lawyer, the most powerful thing we can use in the court is quotation marks.
Quotation marks, there you go. And so I think they've come out of their shells. They've been teaching these things. You know, if you look at just, well, for example, the Illuminati-tied entertainers.
Right.
You know, Britney Spears, Rihanna, Michael Jackson,
right.
Madonna, those kind of people. They all study the Jewish Kabbalah. And they all, you'll see them in various times wearing the red wristband, a little plain red, you know, cord around their wrist, which, you know, tells us a rabbi has given them that because they're a student of the Kabbalah. And all of them are, it seems that they're compelled to perform with the serpent. Think about it.
By the way, the original Kabbalah is tied to the ancient signs. We talked about this with Jonathan Gray, which was not satanic. And it showed the star signs of the coming of Messiah HaMashiach, the Father in the flesh. So what they did is they perverted it 2,300 years ago in Babylon, where they assigned each star in heaven and made the star a god over your life. Now, we're not talking about astrology, because the universe itself is a hologram, and we are creating this hologram by the spirit realm above us, the collective consciousness of good and evil, which is why where Satan resides is the second heaven. It's not the underworld, it's the overworld. And this is another play on words that they try to do. You don't understand that Satan literally rules this world. And people say, well, Jesus, when he met with Satan, Satan said, I own all these kingdoms. Jesus didn't dispute it with him. He knew that Satan ran everything. And Satan, by the way, is the most intelligent, created, and most creative being that was ever created in the universe other than God. Now, God, by comparison, is infinitely more powerful and intelligent and good. But Satan, people should understand this, is no slouch. Okay, and he has real power. People should understand that. They should not be a fool and think, like they say, when they disputed even for the body of Moses, they would, even the archangels would not dispute against Satan. So you got to.
You're right. And Jesus, though, told us he was that Satan is the father of lies,
right?
And was a murderer from the beginning. So yeah.
there's only one sin, though. And I repeat to say this to people: the only thing you can do that is good is to Shema, to hear and do the will of God. And the only sin, and King David knew this, was not, even when he set Uriah to die and did other horrible things, he did not sin against man, he sinned against God. And he recognized that in his prayers when he talked to God. Sin only is against the creator of the universe. It's not against fallen creation or other men. It is only not hearing and doing God's will. That's it. So the father of lies is, hey, I got this, God. In other words, I don't need to consult you. I don't need to pray with you. I don't need to find out what your version of good or evil is. I've got it, God. Thank you. And that's, do what thou wilt as a whole of the law is the only sin that mankind can do. The only sin.
Well, you know, when the Jews pray, they do pray the Shema, which is that, you know, the Lord our God is one. But, you know, these Jews that are into the serpent, that are into the Kabbalah, and the, especially deep into the Talmud, the Shema means a different thing. When it says the Lord our God is one, they mean that all of the various gods and goddesses, demons and other spirits, all are one. They are all God. So you can do evil.
Different aspects of God. What they do is the reason why they...
good, and both will get you, you know, to the paradise, to become as gods on earth.
Well, if you go to the 17th... If you go to the 17th rite of the York rite in Masonry, you're taught that the ineffable name of God is Yah, which is the creator God, Baal, the god that owns property, i.e. Satan, and Osiris, the god of the underworld, is resurrected. So the two-thirds of the names are actually satanic names, so they make Satan and the fallen angels co-equal with the creator God. That's what people have to understand, the twisted
logic of these Jewish rabbis,
right?
Is that in the Shema, when they say that, we as Christians say, well, they're saying there's only one God, they'll actually accuse Christians of being Trinitarian, say you worship three gods, you know, the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, three gods, but they themselves worship a multiplicity of gods and goddesses in the Tree of Life. Dr. Israel Shahak, the famous writer and philosopher, he was a professor at Hebrew University.
Right.
Of course, he was a great Jew. He rejected Judaism because he knew it was a religion of the serpent. He said Jews, and we're talking about the average everyday Jew,
right.
Jews at one day can pray to whichever god they want. You know, there's in the Kabbalah, they're taught that there are many gods and goddesses,
right.
Or they can pray to Satan. If
right.
it's something Satan can do, for example, if they're in a business deal and they want to shaft the other party, they pray that Satan will give them the power to do that.
Well,
so they actually, he said, pray to Satan. So it's or if they want to have adultery with some woman, and they pray to Satan to give them the power to have that.
Or one of the goddesses like Lilith.
This is
a
common thing among the everyday Jew.
Right, and people need to start grasping this. And the problem is when I hear people say, you know, and people have to understand this, we need to support the fact of the existence of the state of Israel, but not the fact that it's the satanic state that literally wags the dog of America. And it treats us like we're like what I call a whore bitch, that, you know, once we finish being used, we're going to be thrown out of the Cadillac at 80 miles an hour and be broken into pieces and die. They don't give a damn what happens to America. They'll keep reusing.
They really don't.
And
you know, the thing is, Jesus himself said that when they said we're of Abraham, that, you know, that's our father. He said, "No, you're not of Abraham, or you would believe in me." And Jesus said, Their religion was not of Abraham. It's not what they were taught by Moses,
right,
and the old prophets, Isaiah and Jeremiah. He said, you have for your religion, this is very important for people to understand, all of these millions of evangelical Christians, Dr. Bill, Jesus told those Jews.
Evil jellyfish, I call them.
Yeah, they're basically the same Jews as the Orthodox today.
Right.
He said, you have for your religion the traditions of men, man-made traditions. Your father is the devil. That's what it is. If they, you know, you mentioned that you're of Jewish blood yourself. That's great. As long as
not Jewish. No, the thing is, the people don't understand this. And I've had people, including people that are Jewish, say that I'm Jewish. No. The Cohens are not Jews, they're Ephraimites. They came down to serve in the temple.
Well, I used the wrong term, didn't I?
Right. And by the way, the tribe of Judah is the half-tribe of Benjamin, if you know any history. Half of the tribe was wiped out because they brought false fire into the temple, and God told the high priest to kill them, so half the males were wiped out. So the tribe of Benjamin, which means to build up the house of, and the Jews, which meant praiser, became the tribe of the Jews, which are the keepers of the book. That's why the title for Jews, which even though they didn't adhere to the Bible, they had these additional books like the Talmud, the Zephyr, the Zohar, and the Sefer Zaira, and so on. They actually kept the jot and tittle of the Bible for the revelation of Yeshua HaMashiach. And there were hundreds of prophecies proven that any academic scholar would know that Jesus was the real Messiah. And they even celebrated him with the palms when he came into the city on the donkey. And then they turned on him. People don't understand. They turned on him by pretending that the Romans had the right, or the Caiaphas and the high priest, to kill him. The fact is, he was the Father in the flesh. That's what his name means, Emmanuel, one who had full God knowledge, one who was the incarnation of the Creator in human flesh on earth. And people need to know this. And he also said, when I return, you shall be as I am, which means he's saying, when I dwell within you, you become my child. And it doesn't matter what your genetics are, whether you're Chinese or Mongolian or South American or black, when you become a Hebrew, you become a child of God when you Shema, when you hear and do God's will. It's not your genetics that makes you so superior, or you worship the damn Satan serpent. It's whether you literally hear and do God's will on earth.
Well, see, Dr. Bill, that statement you just made, which is absolutely true, you know, Galatians 3, and it's exactly,
right,
almost word for word. That statement you made proves that you cannot be an anti-Semite. You can't be a racist at all.
Right.
You know, you said, you know, whosoever will may come. That's what you just said, and that's
right,
what my book says, Holy Serpent of the Jews.
Right. So, in other words, I want people to stop this damn criticism of Tex Mar saying he's anti-Semitic. He wants the Jews not to die a physical in the war that's coming, which they're creating, a thermonuclear, biological, and chemical war, or a spirit war, where they get cast into the lake of fire and get annihilated. Because hell is not a place where you party like Flip Wilson and Sammy Davis Jr. It's a place where you become annihilated.
That's what I say, whosoever will may come. And, you know, the Bible clearly says, Galatians 3, 26 to 29, it doesn't matter what your race is, you must have the faith of Abraham. That same faith, you know, and if you do have that, and if you're of Christ Jesus,
but you know what I tell people?
Are ye Abraham's seed, a spiritual seed, and you're the heirs of the promise.
But
wow.
You know, I give it one step before the faith. They say, we are not the author of faith. And the way I put it is, you have to say, I hear the voice of God to put one foot forward. And as I put the foot forward, God gave me the faith to believe that the putting of the foot gave me faith that he gave to me. In other words, we aren't the author of faith. Faith is literally, the book of the Bible is a book of, I call it three things. It's a set of indictments, it's a death certificate, and it's a warrant for your arrest and an autopsy report. That's what the Bible is, okay? You may want to call it other things, but the book of faith means it's when people put their foot forward and God gave them faith. The woman with the issue of blood who held the tzitzit, or the prayer tassel of Jesus' prayer shawl, he gave her faith, and God said, who has touched me? And the disciples all said, well, you're being touched all over. There's all kinds of people crowding around you. No, but who touched me? And he said, he said to the woman, your faith has healed you. And the reason is, she was not the author of faith. God gave her faith because she was persistent to pursue God, because she knew there was a promise.
That's pretty powerful. And, of course, you know, it says that God knew us from the foundation of the world. So
you see that what I'm just saying today is the gospel. This gospel is not being preached by the current church in America, Europe, or elsewhere. The church in Europe, for example, just tries to maintain the buildings. The church in America has lost its mind. That's why your other book, which is, you know, Pastors and Churches Gone Wild. I can't take enough physical anti-nauseants to go to a so-called Christian church in America of any denomination. I can't. If I go there, I'm going to ask questions.
Yeah, we have churches here in Austin that, you know, tattooed guys, you know, up there.
Oh, it's obscene. It's
saying incredible things, and people just, I mean, eating it up. And they don't understand anything at all.
I ask these three questions. I ask, so first off, is your church truly pro-life, including those children with Down syndrome or birth defects? Number two. Do you realize that repentance is not just a one-time thing, it's a repentance for the rest of your life? If you're at a checkout and you've done an abortion or you have had abortions and you don't bring it up when somebody else is talking about abortions, you have not repented. Okay, that's number one. Number two, does your church deal with current events in the world and evil? Okay, which means politics. If you go to any synagogue, I guarantee you half of the church isn't talking about their readings. It's talking about how they're going to do business and politics. And the third question I ask them is, how are you a change agent? Christians is not a noun, it's a verb. And the problem is, I tell people straight up, I know Donald Trump isn't perfect, but if we don't vote for this man who's the last chance for America to repent, we're done. If Hillary Clinton is not removed from power, and she does not get indicted, and she becomes president, this nation has a spirit of Jezebel over us, and we are doomed.
Oh, I'm confident of that.
We're doomed. I mean, I can't imagine how bad it'll get, but 94 million armed Americans with 360 million guns and hundreds of billions of bullets, I can't imagine how horrible it'll get if they start doing extreme weather and try to force vaccines and seize guns and cause economic chaos. I can't imagine how bad it'll get, but I can guarantee you that...
It's amazing. But we're being pressured. We're being suppressed and oppressed. The true people of America that love our Constitution, that love our founding fathers, and what they've done for us. So
we love people of all races and all skin colors. We're Americans. I don't give a ding what people's skin color or racial background is, whether they're natives or South Africans or whatever. I don't care. But what I do care is when you bring a satanic religion, which is Islam. And by the way, Islam is bad for three reasons. Islam is bad because number one, it's a chameleon. If you suppress it and oppress it, it turns evil, because it's got scriptures to support it. Most Muslims, if they can come here and set up a falafel shop and buy a Cadillac and pay for a home and have a nice life, as long as you don't radicalize them, but when you have 72% radical Muslim imams, your children are going to get radicalized. If you have a situation where the FBI supplies bomb materials and so on, and watches people like this guy, Mateen, who is doing these things and should have been seized, that's because they want terrorism, because eventually our government, which is completely satanic, and by the way, controlled on the inside with the secret agencies by It's a Real Hell. That's my name for Israel. It's a Real Hell. How's that?
I was reading recently where Pastor Russell Moore, a Southern Baptist, he's a bureaucrat. Basically, he's leader of the largest bureaucracy in the Southern Baptist Convention.
Right.
I think that was a Religion and Ethics Commission.
Right.
Something like that. But the guy was pastor of a big mega church down, I believe, in Florida.
Right.
But now he's a Southern Baptist pastor, and he's got this big bureaucratic position within the Southern Baptist Convention. Now imagine, the Southern Baptist is the biggest denomination of Protestants in the world. I think they have about 15 million members.
Right.
And it turns out that this guy and the Southern Baptists are receiving over $250 million a year from the federal government. And what do they do with that money? They're helping to resettle the immigrants in America. They're pushing for the destruction of America by bringing all these Muslims in. Now Pastor Moore was asked about this. He said, oh, yes. In fact, he said, we're spending the tithes and offerings of Southern Baptists to help, listen to this now, to help the Muslims to build mosques in America. We will help them to build mosques.
You know, the reason is that, remember now, most Southern Baptists at the highest levels are high-level Masons, and these are not good guys. These are bad guys.
Oh, yeah.
And to them,
can you imagine? Southern
it doesn't
Baptists,
matter.
Listen to me just a minute. You're helping to build the mosque. Have you seen a new mosque in your city? That mosque was perhaps built with Southern Baptist money. And then
oh my
they
gosh. Where?
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
And Tex will be back on the first hour next Friday. We're going to do a series of shows. And, you know, if you're in a state of shock and you may be there shaking and your tray table is in the upright and locked position, your seatbelt's still on, and if you want to call the spiritual stewardess is looking at you sternly like, do not get out of your seat and try to go to the bathroom because you're going to vomit or whatever because of what you just heard, tough. Again, we're not nice. We're going to tell you the truth because we are in the end times. And if you don't get prepared for it, you're going to be in a state of financial shock, emotional shock, health shock. I mean, just look at this now. I want to just lay it out for you. These books that we're talking about, like the books from Leoline Zagami and Tex Mars, you find so shocking. If you aren't informed and you've been commanded, and I'm telling you, I'm commanding you to become informed on these issues, you're going to be either a change agent for good to do God's will on earth and repent, not just you, but corporately, or you're going to be an agent for evil by being a proxy, by being uninformed, by being part of the problem. So if you're not part of the solution, you are part of the problem. And God's going to deal with you. It says, get out of her, Babylon, the great mother of harlots, lest you share in her curses. So what I'm saying is don't share in the curses that are coming to the, quote, satanic Jews. These are not Jews. These are not praisers. They're satanic cursers. They shouldn't be called praisers. They are cursers. And they twist things were backwards, you know, just like the Jesuits saying they're the Society of Jesus. Hogwash. They're not the Society of Jesus. They're the Society of Satan and his minions and his high-level satanic overlords. So, let's face it, if you don't get these books and you've been commanded to do so, judgment is on your head. If you vote for Hillary Clinton, judgment is on your head. If you aren't a Christian verb, being a change agent for good, you are doing God's, not doing God's will, you're doing the will of your father, Satan. So you better damn well get informed, because these things are not future generations away. They're here today. Today. Pick it up from the text. We're going to continue next Friday.
Well, you know, Dr. Bill, when Jesus came in the flesh, when he called the Jewish elders, when he said, you're of your father the devil,
right?
When he said, you're serpents, you're vipers, I'm sure that the people, you know, the lukewarm, just sitting in the pews of the synagogues and such,
right?
How horrible is that? He's a terrible man to say such things.
Right. They always make all these stupid statements that Jesus was nice. I said, how long have you been delusional? Jesus was willing to die for you like I will be willing to die for you, but I won't take a centillion of your crap out there, and I will deliver the words of the Most High to make you repent, both personally and corporately, because judgment is on this damn nation, America, the nation of Ephraim, America, the daughter of Babylon, the agent of Satan on earth, America, and a state of, it's a real hell, twins from the bowels of Hades.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.